Now, we've come to a book that is such a change, it brings us right back to earth and probably will shake us as no other book will in the Scripture. And we're going to see there's quite a contrast between Haggai and Zechariah, though they lived at the same time. Now, both of these men are mentioned in the little book of Ezra as having encouraged the remnant that returned under Ezra and Zerubbabel and Nehemiah, encouraged them to rebuild first the temple and then the walls of the city. And I'm reading now Ezra, the 5th chapter, verse 1. Then the prophets Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them. Then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem, and with them were the prophets of God helping them. So both Haggai and Zechariah are given to us in this historical book as the two prophets that encourage the people to rebuild the temple and also aided them in that. Now when you go over to the 6th chapter of Ezra, again you will find a reference to these men and how they helped there. In the 14th verse it says, and the elders of the Jews builded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they built it and finished it, that is the temple, according to the commandment of the God of Israel and according to the commandment of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. Now, we have this reference here that these prophets encouraged the people to build, and they built and they carried out the commandment of God. But we're going to find out from Haggai's prophecy that they had a real problem before them, and it was rather difficult to encourage the people to rebuild. Now, actually, they rebuilt the temple, but it was in the presence of great difficulties, certain hardships and handicaps, and it seemed like they were coming at them at every hand. Now, from this and the brief references that he made to himself in his prophecy, very little is known about Haggai, but 4 things become apparent from what we have. Number 1, he was self-effacing. That is, he exalted the Lord, and when he did, he took the same position as John the Baptist. He must increase, but I must decrease. Now, the 2nd thing, he was God's messenger. And he used the term, thus saith the Lord. That's another thing that characterized this man's message. And the 3rd thing that we know about him, he not only rebuked the people, but he cheered and encouraged them in a very marvelous way. Now, 4, he not only preached, he practiced. And I like to say at times that I do the preaching and my wife does the practicing, and there's a lot of truth in that, by the way. Now, the time that this man Haggai prophesied, we are told here in verse 1, in the 2nd year of Darius the king, in the 6th month, in the 1st day of the month. Now, we're going to find he dates all of his prophecies, but it was in the 2nd year of Darius. Now, that enables the historian to pinpoint the time of this prophet in profane history. And Hystaspes, the Darius that's mentioned here, he began to reign in 521 B.C. And if this is the 2nd year of his reign, it's 520 B.C. And that is approximately the time that he began. And the very interesting thing is that you will note that these post-captivity prophets begin to date their prophecy according to the reign of Gentile rulers. May I say that makes it very interesting because of the fact that the other prophets who prophesied before the captivity always tried to date their prophecy during the reign of either a king of Israel or a king of Judah or the kings of both. But now there's no king there, of course, neither in the northern kingdom nor the southern kingdom. And so he dates his prophecy according to the Gentile king. In other words, that period of time that the Lord Jesus said that Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Actually, that time had begun, had already begun. And now the dating is according to the times of the Gentiles. Now, that makes it very specific, you see. And I'll say a word about that in just a moment.